message that I sent to myself.
Oh no, how will you ever find that? How many messages are you sending to yourself?
Three today.
Oh, wow.
I got him.
Gotta be my own hype man sometimes, you know.
He sends his own text. Good morning, beautiful.
Well, no one else will do it.
Welcome to the Metal Gamers Podcast, episode 202, Electric Boogaloo.
You said it.
We did it. We got to it again. Huh. We're back in the room, guys. Look at us.
Mike,
me.
Fish pumping.
I'm your host, Kyle McLemore, joined with Micah McGowan.
It is I, and I will start sending Kyle good morning texts.
Finally. Jesus Christ. Joseph Duffyba.
You ever think that centaurs have two rib cages?
Josh Goodwin.
I don't know if I've said this one before, but houseplants implies the existence of homeless plants.
It's called wilderness.
And if I have said that one before, here's a new one. Most people are Asian.
That's true.
Wow. Statistically, wow, that's true. Was... All right.
Rocked Micah's world.
Whoa!
We're also joined with Michael Greenwell.
You guys got any more of that plastic crack, baby?
We gave you so much. Are you done with it already?
No, but it's not enough.
But he's looking at his stash and he's like, I'm going to go through this in no time.
It's so funny that like everybody in like the Gunpla community talks about backlogs, and like by the time somebody gets a backlog, that's how you, when you know they're fucked. And yeah. Alex was like, oh no, you'll get a backlog one day. And I'm like, I'm gonna try not to. And then
are you quiet? Is your thing recording?
What's it? I think I'm just a little quiet. But then Christmas came around and
boom,
there we are.
And now I like looked at like the stack of model kits I have to build right now, and it's genuinely like a giant fucking stack of them. And I was like, I'm so screwed.
I'm instantly
I've got like seven of them to build right now.
If you build enough, you could build another one out of the boxes.
True.
I am building all my spare Legos. You know, Legos like usually come with like a few extra parts. I'm building like a robot that's just out of the spare Legos.
That's cool.
It's just a little guy right now, but he'll grow.
out of like the extra parts for all the kits I have built, I have started to build up a log of like extra parts, and eventually I'll make something out of it.
That's what everyone on Reddit said. Eventually they'll do something with it.
Yeah, it's so funny to me that like for Christmas I gave you that Metal Gear Solid Sons of the Patriots Metal Gear kit, which is sick. And then you were like, man, I kind of want another one. And then I showed up today and you had Gundam kit.
Yeah.
Just randomly.
I had the prototype from the OG Gundam series.
RX-7802.
Just a small little guy. And I was like, man, it was so fun putting that together. I love putting together Legos, but something about the model kits is just a little extra dopamine hit.
It's the way they snap together.
Yeah.
And then being able
it's like, you know how in Legos,
things,
like every now and again, you get the one that's like really detailed and you're like, ooh, this is the special Lego.
Yeah.
This is just all special Lego.
The entire thing.
So,
yeah.
And they're so affordable, man. Like the one that Kyle got, even with on sale, $18 for like a few hours.
That's a crazy sale, though. That's Hobby Lobby bullshit.
Yeah.
I put together one of the special Legos recently. It's a replica of Wolverine's Claw from the 97 X-Men.
That was sick, yeah. That was awesome.
That was so much fun. It was like 900 pieces.
Did you wear your jacket while you did it? Smoke a cigar.
I didn't have the jacket.
Yeah.
Forgot about now that. I have the jacket, so I got to tear it apart and rebuild it.
Yeah, for listeners that on our last Ragnarok, when I was talking to Josh drunkenly about getting him a Wolverine jacket, I did it.
Okay.
He forgot.
I did forget.
He said he would.
You knew what you were getting all along.
Dude, I wore that like the next 2 days, and everywhere I went, they'd be like, you know who you look like? No, tell me.
Poor Megan has been.
He was carrying around the Wolverine Lego claws.
Yeah. Dude, poor Megan has been having to have conversations with me as I stand in the living room swinging the blades of chaos on the chain. I'm like, oh, no, I guess we could have pork chops for dinner.
Maybe that is a dangerous fucking thing.
It's your new
to do.
Fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Micah, come to bed. No, I need a few more minutes with the chains.
Yeah, Christmas is just a good time for all of us boys to buy each other a bunch of bullshit toys. It's great.
It really is like
super fun.
It really is the best because like we genuinely buy each other like childish things most of the time, like toys and shit, which is honestly I'm so fucking here for.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you got us all model kits, and like all within a week we had all been like, all right, built it.
It was like a few days.
Yeah.
Now that you have three bonsai trees, maybe the stress in your life will finally come down.
Ooh,
that's right. Bonsai tree. The Lego bonsai tree. Like Josh had gotten everyone one.
It's so awesome.
Kyle had also gotten Kirsten one, but Kirsten already had one.
The funny
so
thing.
So now we have three.
The funny thing about it is
the cherry
like
blossom part of it's cool.
Putting that together, like made me feel bonded with you guys because I'm like, we all went through the same experience of putting this exactly together the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, I'm gonna be building mine probably today or tomorrow, and I'm going to put it in my office when I go back to work.
My favorite part about it is after doing the Harry, I've been doing so much of the Hogwarts castle for Lego, is just getting to the, do the bonsai tree, and one of the steps was like, take bag three and just pour that shit into this thing. And I was like, yes! That was like the easiest bag step ever. Yes! I was like, check this shit out. Yeah,
pour
done!
Pour these Legos into this Lego bucket you just made. Like, oh, man.
Wait till you get the landfill Lego set.
The exact instructions for that one are pour them shits in.
Yeah. I gotta build the quarry set here.
Well, you'll discover Lego liquids. Oh my god!
It's just water.
It's just Gatorade.
Yeah, sure. Does it taste bricky? Anyways,
is that mercury? No.
That's prime.
Molten plastic.
Ew.
It's prime. Yeah, gotta get that cred.
Ugh. So, anyways, we're back. What that means, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But we're at the end of the year, and we have all kinds of different things. So, welcome to episode 202, Game of the Year 2023, Part One. Part One. What you been playing? It's been a while since we've been doing any games. Baldur's Gate continues to consume my life. I've been desperately trying to beat that game. I don't understand how you guys did. Because every corner I turn, there's a whole new thing. Micah keeps saying, like, oh, it's an optional thing. I'm like, you're right, but it's not.
But for me, it's not.
Yeah,
I had to just take a couple of days just to power through that motherfucker.
I feel like I'm powering. I feel like I'm choking that shit down. It's like, yep, no, but here's another thing. I'm like, are you serious?
You see what I mean, though? Like,
yeah,
you feel like it's time for the game to end, and it just keeps fucking giving you more.
Yeah.
Which I guess isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I feel like Act 3 is so stuffed with shit that doesn't matter that it feels kind of odd.
None true. Like, it's introducing stuff matters. Very late game, and you're wanting me to care after I'm like burnt out from two acts. Are you fucking kidding me?
The first two acts are so fucking perfect that like it doesn't matter.
Like, there's like late game party members, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? You want me to form relationships with these people now?
I felt the same way. Like, all the late game party members that you acquire, I was like, I don't give a fuck about these guys. Like, not even a little bit, you know?
I didn't struggle with you. I don't know you.
I was playing some co-op with Mariah last night.
Yeah, right.
And we're at the point where we could just start the last, like, stretch of the whole game. And she was like, oh, well, we can still do this, and we can still do this, and we can still do this. And I was like, hey, the way I approach this is, I'm already level 12. We can end the game. I don't want to do everything every time.
Yeah.
And I like that every time I play, I'm just doing whatever I wind up in doing. And I'm not like actively trying to seek out anything.
I feel like playing at co-op is significantly better of an experience. Playing a single player and trying to absorb the entire game is a difficult fucking task. But playing it with a bunch of chuckle fuck friends and they're like, hey, I'm over here doing this. I'm like, okay, I guess we're doing that.
Yeah.
It's like wandering around a theme park and it's like, hey, well, you guys want to go on this ride? You guys want to go on that ride?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but the difference is like by the time we get to that ride, Joe has ruined it.
True. Not entirely, though. Like, it works so much different than Divinity does, where in this one, it's like, rude. You're in an interaction, and you can join him, and it'll play out the way it needs to play out.
I take that personal.
Or you can very much go do your own thing, and, like, it's hard to spoil shit for each other, I feel like.
Oh, I want to go on Space Mountain, but Joe already shit in all of it. Thanks, Joe.
Shit all through Space Mountain.
He hung his ass off the back and just laid one out on the track.
Just fucking streak the whole thing.
Great. I mean, this must have been great.
My asshole burned.
This must have been great before he got here, but now it smells like shit and the lights are on.
Well, they got to clean it.
You know. Just like
disgusting. It'll pay these people enough.
And the co-op that me and Kyle are doing with my sister. Did Jesus Christ him?
Yeah, what's up with your cat?
What the fuck?
I don't know. I've never seen him just bonk the door.
Shit I've ever seen.
Tim rolled a 2.
Raw athletics.
All right.
Well, so we got on at like 7:15, 7:30, and we played until 11 o'clock. Like, just burned through the whole last act of Act 2. That was so much fucking fun. Like, every turn we kept trying to, we kept going. Bye, Tim.
Later, Tim. We'll hear some scratching later.
About 3 minutes.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome. But what I love is, like, every time I play that game with friends is someone is showing me something different. Like, Mariah has shown me 2 combat encounters in Act 3. I was like, didn't know this was here.
There's, like, 3 or 4 things we've done in co-op, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is over here.
Yeah, I made Kyle. I made
it's so cool
with Kyle and Daniel. I made them. We got into this one area of Act Two, and I was like, "All right, you see that rat?" And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Attack it." He's like, "Why?" And I was like, "Just do it." And then I made him do it a few more times, and it led to a whole fucking. It leads to a whole encounter and boss fight just by attacking rats.
Is it in that temple?
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't know.
I thought about attacking the rats, and I never did.
I never did either. Like, there's so many things that you can just miss out on, but the things that you don't miss out on is still so fucking abundant. Yep. Like, oh my god, there's so much shit around the corner.
In that same temple area, there's a boss fight that you can do three different ways.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Okay. I did play a few other things. I jumped into the finals. That game is cool as fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a first person 3v3v3. And you're all fighting over like an ATM machine. It's pretty great. But, like, the way the physics works is mind blowing. Like, walls will explode, buildings will just collapse because it is working on AI machine learning and shit like that. But it's working on the physics engine, which makes the most fucking sense for AI. And every time you go into it, the guns feel fucking good. It runs very fucking smooth. It's very like Titanfall-y, like a bunch of like slide running around and stuff like that.
Grapple hook.
Yeah, grappling hooks and stuff like that.
It's made
that.
By the same people who made Battlefield. So,
like, I was on one side of a wall, and then I saw an enemy team like blow out a perfect like little circle in the wall, and like they were just on the other side of it. And the way the dust was coming up, and like I couldn't really see them, I was like, "Holy shit, this looks like over the top good."
Mm.
So I went in, I customized my character, which was funny because no one else had a custom character for some reason. Like this weird dude in short shorts with like super crazy long glorious hair. And
the character thing is
to beach Kyle.
Yeah, I jumped in and I won my first round, and then I quit, and I haven't played it since.
Going out on top.
Yeah, so I was like, I won.
Never lost
the
game.
It is fun because like you can get up under the objective, and you're like, I don't want to try to find a set of stairs. So you're like, fuck it. You just throw a mine on the ceiling and blow a hole in it, and it'll just crash down. And then you're like, I got to get to the bottom here. Fuck it, just blow another hole in the ground. You just keep going. Like you can get some real
faction shit.
It's
Let's cool. fucking go.
It's fucking really neat.
Like I said, it's made by the same. It's some of the developers who left EA from making Battlefield.
Yeah,
and they were like
some of the old dice.
And they didn't want to make an FPS, but they were like, we'll just give it a try. But we're fucking and see what's good out at there. It. But, and it turns out, yeah, they fucking made a banger.
Yeah, those trailers are sick, dude. I was sold as soon as I saw a Lewis gun where the magazine had been replaced with a roulette.
Yeah.
Wheel. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Amazing. Hell yeah.
Like, it's a free to play game. So, if you guys ever want to hop in it, just fuck around. Yep. Speaking of free to play, I hopped in Fortnite for the first time ever.
Good Lord.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I was like, you know what? It's time to do this. And,
what the fuck?
You're a weird guy.
I don't like when you have time off. You do weird shit.
That's not Kyle. Get him.
But, like, I'm going to try out this Fortnite. And I hopped in and I was like, immediately hit with a blunderbuss of like, hey, try out the battle pass, try out the, like, you know, here's all the crazy shit. And for some reason,
they
I was
like,
under,
oh shit, a new guy, you got $1,000.
Yeah, I was under the impression that you could just buy any skin that had came out over the years, but it doesn't work like that. It's
no,
like
FOMO.
No, every day it's like a new random fucking skin from all the shit that we put out in the past. And I was like, fuck, I hate that because I specifically wanted like to get the things that I wanted to get so I could like enjoy playing the game. So I just got like I played as this weird trash raccoon who I guess lives inside a Christmas tree because they had like a holiday skin that they gave me. It's literally a Christmas tree with a raccoon head popping out. It's great.
Okay.
So I hopped in there.
Okay.
And it plays like butter. I will say that. It looks really fun. Like, really cool. And it's fun as shit. And all I did is run around and kill every fucking child screaming on a microphone. And it was the most fun shit I could have ever done. I had an auto shotgun and I got on a motorcycle. I'm like, can you drive the motorcycle? And I got on it. I'm like, fuck yeah, you can drive the motorcycle. And so I'm like, just honking the horn, running down the road, and like just shooting all these kids, bah, 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 and I won the victory royale.
What?
And then he came home and played Fortnite.
Yeah, so I played like solo, and then I like, won the first battle royale. I'm like, all right, I'm done.
And just put it down, never played it again.
Yeah, I was like, I can't find my game. No one can touch me.
I have seen enough matches of the finals and lost all of them. I don't know what win experience even looks like in that game.
How didn't you do the same in Warzone?
Yeah, like that's not so like we funny. Played. We hopped in there, we won. Like
We actually won a lot of games. Yeah. We won more games than we lost in Warzone when we were playing.
I was like quenching the fires back in the day of early Halo and Modern Warfare 2, like specifically.
I did jump back into Halo Infinite just for shits and gigs to see if that ran better or played better.
Yeah.
Seemed fun.
So people seem to be okay. Yeah. Now that they have like a continuous stream of content, people seem to be more high on Infinite now than they were when it released.
Has it been continuous?
Oh yeah. They've actually had like a few seasons now. I think they're on like almost double digit seasons now.
They should, yeah. Huh. I don't know, which is good because
the first two seasons took months each. That's why.
Well, I know like one took like half a year. It's like that's not even how seasons work. Yeah. But depends on where you are, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still Halo Infinite, so it's still like middling. Yeah, you know.
But like after this year, like hopping from new hot game to new hot game, like this next year, I'm not particularly looking forward to much outside of like
there's a few things.
Tekken and Dragon's Dogma 2.
Final Fantasy.
I feel like I could wait on that one if I needed to.
What?
I don't know.
Dragon's Dogma 2? You can't wait.
No, I'm talking about Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, fuck Final Fantasy.
I know where it's going. But
Dragon's Dogma 2, I'm definitely going to play when that pops off.
Yeah.
But I got such a backlog of shit from this year that I'm hoping this next year is significantly more chill. I got even older games from previous years that I want to play.
Oh, I know me and Kyle dropped into Exoprimal at one point this year. Yeah. I did, just at Shits and Gigs, I looked up the concurrent monthly players. Yeah. 92.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, did it fall off that bad? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's unfortunate.
I feel like
everyone
oftentimes,
still likes it, but it's just like, yeah, it's just what do you
oftentimes games like that, unfortunately, the beta is enough for me. Like, when I played the Exoprimal beta and played the shit out of it for that weekend, I was like, that was great. And that's really all I needed.
No, never came back.
He did play through the story, though. Yeah, he played through some of it.
Yeah, I did get it when it was back on Game Pass, and I got through a little bit of it, but I didn't need it. I was like, I fell off of it hard because I was like, no, I already did a weekend of this. I don't need more. Same with Overwatch. When that beta hit, I played a fuck ton of Overwatch, and I was like, that was all right. And then I never came back to it.
It feels super rare for like a competitive game like that to really capture me. I think the last one that did was Hunt for a while.
Yeah.
And even then, I fell off of it super hard eventually. You know,
I wish they would make a For Honor 2. That's like the only kind of game for some reason that I'll really watch you play hooks
it.
Me.
I will defend
For Honor. The first month it was out was a blast because nobody knew how to play it.
True. Yeah, the meta is pretty rough, but it's fun.
Like when any competitive game gets metamized.
Especially because like the gear actually matters in that game too. Yeah, so like if you're an early player, you're just fucked.
Well, it depends on which mode you play in. Some of the modes don't.
But
the modes you want to play in are gear scored.
I'm looking forward to like some kind of multiplayer game that we can all kind of hop into, or just like a first person shooter. I just miss like shooting.
Titanfall 2, let's go.
Titanfall 2. I did get that on the winter sale, so it was like $4 or whatever. I'm like, finally, good. Grab a hold of that.
I got it downloaded. Come on, tonight.
All right, shit. We're doing it
tonight.
I think I might have to start over on that one because I think all of my like carryover experience is on PlayStation.
It probably doesn't cross save.
I found that out the hard way.
I mean, it's not that big a deal.
Nah.
Progressing in that always felt pretty satisfying.
I'll definitely play through that campaign again.
Have you guys played since they had the PvE mode they added to that?
Added a PvE mode?
Yeah. I think I did. Like once PvE or twice.
What?
Yeah, it's like a horde mode against like horde just mode Titans thing. Specifically. Well,
it's like hordes of enemies, and then you can call your Titans down eventually and stuff. Like,
yo!
It's PvE mode now, too.
Hell yeah.
You guys been playing anything else?
I've been playing
all kinds of stuff.
Let's let Mecha go.
I cannot
unleash the dog.
Help myself.
Destiny.
No, I have not touched Destiny.
I don't think anyone has. Yeah, everyone's fucking pissed at Destiny.
It's in a low right now.
My Steam thing, like, you know, your Steam year in review, because everyone does that now. Steam Wrapped.
I actually kind of like that Steam does that now.
I haven't touched Destiny since March.
Wow.
Shit.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So I haven't played anything since then.
You know what one of my most played games this year I found out was because of that? Was Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, wow.
Really? That's cool. Because I had that like 2 month stint of just like, I played the fuck out of it. Sorry, continue.
I spaced. But I continue the tradition. Resident Evil 4 is, of course, available on multiple platforms, of which I have to have them all. So I, again, bought it on PC.
Not even remake, the regular one, the original one, right?
No. I have that one on PC as well. But now I also have the remake on PC as well.
It's also on iOS now, which is fucking wild.
I have it. I bought an iPhone specifically.
Gotta catch them all.
I feel like I got it just to continue supporting Resident Evil 4, the best game of all time.
Yeah, I cannot believe...
Because it needs it.
I bought the yeah, I got some gift cards and stuff for Christmas. So I was like, I had some money on my Steam account. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. Why not? Like, I want to play it, but I do not want to like play it on my PlayStation again. So I fucking bought it and I cannot stop myself. I have just been playing it non fucking stop. Like, it's even better on PC. Like, the aiming is much smoother. Like, it's so funny now to end the chapter. To end these chapters, and it's like your accuracy is like 88%, 92%, and I'm like, God damn, that feels way better than on console. And like all the shooting gallery challenges, so much easier.
I honestly wanted to rebuy Resident Evil 4 Remake alone just to be able to S rank all the shooting rank challenges with a little more ease.
Well, what's so funny is now being able to do it is I've been getting better charms, which are awesome. That like now when I'm crafting ammo, I'm crafting so much fucking ammo because I have like really good charms. Like, and it's just made me want to beat the game as fast as I can so I could, because I didn't do New Game Plus for the remake and me I want to do all that stuff. And like,
now they're separate ways.
Yeah, there's all kinds of little challenges and stuff that I want to actually just do. Mercenaries I never fucked with, like. And I'm really chasing a roguelike feel, and Resident Evil 4, even its original version, was almost like that. It almost had a roguelike feel to it, where it's like, how fast can you beat it? Beat the game in under 8 hours, or like, that's still one of the challenges. Like,
true.
It always wants you to try to do runs over again, do runs with just knives and handguns, do rides without a run without talking to the merchant ever. Like, do a run with never healing yourself. Like, crazy shit.
Crazy.
So it's like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I need a, like 2024, like Kyle said, it's going to be kind of light. It's not going to be as crazy as 2023 was.
I hope.
So I'm going to try to just, you know.
They fired everyone that makes the game.
Yeah,
so.
Pretty much. Jesus Christ. But, so I'm playing Resident Evil 4 again.
Yeah.
I'm playing Monster Hunter Worlds again. Yeah. Like, I'm just on a kick of playing some games right now that
Capcom's
I just.
Capcom's always the best choice. Yeah.
Your comment made me think we should have, we should make a segment that's just the hate corner where we just like hate on fucking companies for firing people and doing stupid shit.
We can do that, yeah. Hate corner, I'll pencil that in.
What else you got?
Lethal Company with you guys, which me tell you,
I was talking about Lethal Company.
That,
dude, me and Mike had a moment the other night, and I've been thinking about it every day since. I died. I've had experiences in that game where it's like, oh, don't run past the mine, it'll blow up instantly, or me and Joe can just run past it infinitely. And so we came across a mine, and I was like, watch this shit. Ran across it, blew up immediately. And Mike had to take my body back to the ship. And because it's proximity chat, and because I'm dead and I can switch between the cameras, I was on the camera, on Mike's camera, carrying my body back. And Mike, just looking at my dead body as he's carrying me back, goes, you dumb motherfucker. And I started laughing super hard. Mike saw on my camera that I was laughing super
hard. And
then
we were in this feedback loop.
But we couldn't hear it. He couldn't hear me, but we were started just crying laughing at this stupid
I thought you both
moment.
Were dead. I saw the camera, saw you both cracking up.
Yeah,
like, oh,
I swear they were both dead, too. And then I could just hear Michael cackling like a mile away. I'm like, wait a minute.
We were just having a moment.
Was this the same run where
fucking breathe.
Was this the same run where the slime fucked you?
Yes. So then right after that, there's a slime. Like, nobody wants to go back in to like deal with this because there's a slime, and I'm like, it's the slowest creature in the world, just jump over it. And so I go to do that, and Joe's like, don't do that, it's going to kill you. And I'm like, yeah, but, and then I immediately get caught in, I'm like, oh fuck. And it kills me, and Joe's like, god damn it. And he walks away, he's like, I'm gonna go, and then I guess he goes out to see you.
Yeah, he comes back, and I'm like, he's like, Mike's dead. I'm like, what the fuck, we all had a bunch of stuff too. And Joe's like, I'm gonna go back for him. I'm like, I'm not.
And then what happens, Joe?
I opened the fucking door to the facility, and the slime was at the entrance, and I died immediately.
As soon as he
I'm
opened
looking
it.
At him on the monitor, it's just Joe's symbol with a red blob right around it. I'm like, well, he's gone.
And it's so fucking funny, because like, it was like hearing it from the other's perspective of spectating Joe and opening the door, and god damn, fuck!
I don't know if we talked about it however long ago, but Mike's death with the air horn.
The air horn.
Like, the funniest fucking thing.
That is the funniest thing I've ever experienced, maybe ever.
Got cornered by a loot bug, like, a thumper, and a slime.
Yeah, three fucking
creatures.
There was a
lot of fucking shit. Yeah.
I'm just like, I can make it.
But you were teching the shit out of that. Like, you went way further than I expected to.
We were all dead. Holy spectating, shit. Right?
Yeah. And like he pulls out the air horn. I had not even seen the air horn at this point. And Joe's like, he's got to use the air horn. I'm like, what is it? And I'm thinking, oh shit, there's something to do with the air horn.
And
Mike's just
No, Mike has been parkouring these fucking creatures, trying to find a way out. You found some stairs. It goes to a dead end. You manage to get out of that. You're running for your life. And you finally get cornered and you have no other choice. So is a last, like, fucking, like,
last
the scene from ditch It.
Effort.
Like, the scene from It where he sprays him with his inhaler. He just fucking pulls out this air horn and very weakly, and dies immediately.
Yeah, I thought something was going to happen. I'm like, he's got it. I'm like, oh, no. And then it did nothing.
Kirsten just was watching me, too. And she starts fucking losing it. And she's like, you're a fucking idiot. And I couldn't breathe. And Josh was like, I'm going to throw up.
I thought you were going to try to lure them back to the
turret.
It hurt
the next day.
I was trying to, but it wasn't succeeding.
Oh my God, and Kyle walk up to a door at the facility, and Mike's standing out the front or out the front of it, and he goes, you can't go in there. Don't go in there. And I go inside, and I was like, no, fuck that. Go inside. Right there, the hunter standing like right in a little doorway looking at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, fuck this. And I turned around, and right as I turn around, Mike goes in to get us. And then I come out. As I come out, Mike goes in. And I was like, oh no, the hunter's right there. And then Joe comes out. And I was like, wait a minute. And me and Kyle
I'm holding an engine.
Yeah, and he's holding something. And we're like, wait. Where's Mike? And he goes, oh, Mike's dead.
It was as soon as I walked back in.
The fucking
this all happened
got
within
him.
Seconds.
The
dude.
Comedy of this game is so
it's,
fucking
it's the
phenomenal.
Perfect blend of comedy and horror of like, one of your friends is surely getting terrorized by something.
There was one round where we saw like the spring head dudes.
The coil heads.
My God.
The coil heads. And you have to stare at them or they'll run super fucking fast at you and snap your neck or whatever, like classic SCP shit.
If you if you look at your body after they kill you, they replace your head with a coil.
Whoa. So I came around the corner and saw one. We were all together in a group and I was staring at it. I'm like, all right, I got it. In my head, I'm like, I got this, no worries. And then I hear you guys talking like way down the hallway. I'm like, wait, where'd you guys fucking go? Like, we ran. It's like, oh, what the fuck? Now I'm staring at this thing. If I
fear can send so fast.
Dude, we
like
ended
I'm
up
by myself.
We ended up backing up. Kyle and I ended up backing up to the entrance.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, keep looking at it.
But you have
and
to
I turn around and leave. And I just leave them there.
You have to like look at it. Thankfully, I have an ultra wide monitor. So
I don't know if that helps.
I can keep them in the corner of my eye and escape out the door.
Does that work?
It seemed to. I don't know.
Because I remember I played the Forgotten City and all the statues, like, at the corner of the monitors, they would turn their head and be like, I'm not supposed to see that.
Right. True. Yeah, that would happen too.
I think one of my favorite things about this game is the sound design of the voice chat, the in-game voice chat.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Proximity chat is the best.
Well, yeah. It's not even just that. It's how they design like the environmental hazards around like your chat. Like when you get fucking snare fleet or shrimped, as we call it, you just hear the person behind the fucking bug going.
Or like if they go underwater or in quicksand and their voice gets muffled as it goes past their voice and it bubbles. And
it's another one person developer too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I would love to see this. I would love to see this with like a cleaned up art design because like I do this.
I love the way it looks.
It does work for it. But I don't know. I'm just looking for like it just a little bit more, but like it's still a great fucking.
I feel like it reminds me a lot of GTFO, and honestly makes me want to get back into GTFO
because
kind of get in and do stuff, but it has fun gunplay and it looks a lot sharper.
I think the art style of Lethal Company helps you not take it seriously, which makes it more fun.
It plays in its favor, and you know it's still super early, so who's to say what's gonna come in the
what's
the next
year? Is like I feel like the landing. Like the ship, like the whole ship area, the landing on the different planets. Like, yeah, I'm sure some different environments would be nice eventually for like some people. But dude, if you just keep updating these creatures and adding new creatures and new ideas and mechanics, the game could just go on and on.
There's still so much shit that we haven't seen.
Haven't seen Nutcrackers.
It's driving
yet.
Me crazy.
Nutcracker. Nobody's been Ghost Girled in our group.
True. Yeah.
There's so much shit that's in it that I'm like, how do we even get there?
I don't know if it's just shown up in my algorithm or if it was one of the videos that. Some of you guys have been sending about Lethal Company, but when they put the Doom music over the shotgun, it's like hunting the bug mafia. It's just the Doom soundtrack.
Pretty good.
We also had the like pinnacle experience with the mask with Kyle. Not that
that was
ago.
Great.
God, that was
oh
great.
My god!
That was such a surprising
scared
thing.
For my fucking life.
I found a mask. I'm like, oh, it's just another item like anything else. But if you click the button, you'll like hold it up to your face.
And he's like, oh, I'm going
to. And I held it up briefly because I'm like, oh, that's a cool thing that you can do. And then I even like put it back in my inventory. And then I was like, oh, wait. And I re-equipped it. And I was like, I'm going to like try to spook Joe with it. And then I put it on and like ran at Joe. And then it like consumed me or whatever. And like turned my body into a zombie.
The whole time I'm like, Kyle?
And we, yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck. I can't get it off.
Kyle? And I immediately go, fucked off. That's not Kyle.
Yeah. But Micah didn't notice. He thought I was just wearing a mask.
Oh.
And so, like, anytime he would turn around and not look at my character, it would come at him.
Dude, it was so weird. And I was like, so funny. And I would look back and I would be like, huh. And I keep going, like, I didn't know.
They both got God. Cool.
And I found a different kind of mask.
Yeah, there's
as well.
Comedy and tragedy, but I think they do the same thing.
It was cool, though.
But when I left the facility, I'm like, all right, I'm good. And then I see your body appear outside of the facility.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they can leave. Holy shit, they can leave.
Chasing him.
Usually the monsters can't leave the facility, but the body can.
It didn't fucking help that it was Assurance, which is the longest walk from yeah. facility just to walk, ship. So I just hear him behind back. Me constantly like, oh, I'm out of stamina.
Yeah, dude, we were watching Joe run. It was so great.
It's ridiculous.
Lethal Punch Company, in. Man. What a great,
great
fucking game.
Great game. Highly recommend.
Hmm. You guys been up to anything else?
So what got me back into playing games, because I really didn't for a while, just couldn't focus on anything, fair. Was Nier Automata.
Yeah.
He's finally
seen the light.
Started playing that and got through all of the playthroughs cool. and now just have to get all of the endings. I've played through it 3 times at least. I put some hours into it.
Damn.
It's a fucking experience.
It really is.
You can beat it once and be like, oh, okay, I understand it. You don't.
Nope.
You don't. The second playthrough is kind of a little hump to get over because it feels like you've done it before from a different perspective.
That's the hump I couldn't get over.
But it's still different and you carry your progression and everything. The third playthrough, that's when everything really starts to break wide open. Uh-huh. You know, you see behind the veil a little bit. What a masterpiece of a game. And for weeks, the music was stuck in my head, mm-hmm. which is also masterful.
Yeah.
Just an absolute art. What I've been playing recently, I'll tell you in a second. But first, I want to say that when I woke up this morning, I slept for like 9 hours.
Whoa. Cool.
And when I woke up, I was kind of in that, you know, twilight, like kind of asleep, kind of awake for what felt like about
Robert
20
Pattinson's
minutes.
There.
And I was just thinking about my job because I've been working a lot lately. And my job, I put a lot of things together, use a lot of little pieces, and all of these little pieces I was using in my half dream state had both an energy cost and a and stats because I've been playing a fuckload of Slay the Spire.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit. This is one of the most addictive games I've ever played.
Yeah,
ever.
People
ever.
Say that about that. It's in my wish list. I'm afraid to get it.
I really don't like card builder games for the most part because a lot of them don't do it right. This does it right because it's a roguelike with tons of relics and tons of different things that can happen each playthrough. There's 4 playable characters. All of them have different decks. And if you want to, you can get a relic that can give you cards from the other decks too. Mm-hmm. So every playthrough feels completely different. It could be the same character, but now you have a different build because you started with these different cards. Now you've built your deck differently. And, oh my God, I've been an endless run because you can unlock endless mode and it's gotten ridiculous. And the game keeps trying to debuff you every time you get through the loop.
Uh-huh.
But I keep negating those. I just keep plowing through it. It's
the
insane.
Ride never ends.
This is a fantastic game.
Slay the Spire.
This is on PC.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like $8 right now.
Everybody picked up their phones, not because they're disinterested, but because they're wishlisting this fucking game.
Well, I'm playing see what a mobile game. About.
I already got it, thanks to Josh Goodwin.
Yeah, I got it for him for Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's cool. He likes me better than you guys.
Yeah, it's very good.
That checks out.
If you need a roguelike itch scratched, that's it.
So it's turn-based?
Yeah.
That's good to know because I've been on a huge roguelike kick.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Me too.
That's the one. I played a little bit.
You said it was something like Inscription, right?
Yeah, so Inscription, they're the overworld, or you know,
yeah,
at the beginning,
have
paths that's ripped straight from Slay the Spire.
Yeah,
that's what I read.
I've heard nothing but good
things
when Slay the Spire was coming out, so mm-hmm. I'm excited to get around to it whenever I fucking finish.
Oh, yeah, very good. Other roguelikes have been playing Death Must Die.
Yeah,
early access.
Yeah.
It's like a mix of Diablo 1 and Hades.
Yeah, it looks like Hades.
I would say it's rough at the moment, but it's good. There's a lot of promise there. Bone Razor Minions, me and Joe have played. I was on a big roguelike
kick. Dude, that music in that game is so good.
That game will come up later. Yeah.
Speaking of roguelike kick, I did get to play God of War, Ragnarok, their Valhalla
DLC.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
Awesome. It was fucking fantastic. Sick. The combat, if you liked it, here's more of it. Here's a cool roguelike mode with it, with an actually really dope story that continues on after Ragnarok, that not just like kind of progresses the story a little bit, it completely wraps up the original trilogy and like some of the things that he did, some what of the people fuck? He crossed.
Interesting. Okay. Jesus say Christ. Less. I think I'm going to go play it now.
Yeah. Like that's all I needed.
Yeah. And I won't spoil, they remade a. Like a couple areas from the first couple.
Oh,
areas.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Like when it happened and I walked in, I was like, oh shit! And like Megan does not give a shit, but I was like, yeah. Megan, come here, come look at this shit.
Look at this thing you don't have reference for.
I was so excited. If you played the two new ones, and you really liked them, and you played the original trilogy, and you love those games. Play this DLC.
I'm down. I still need to get back to it to finish it up anyway.
You show Megan, she hits you with that disinterested.
I never completed it.
It only needs you.
Like I finished the story and didn't go back and complete it.
It only wants like, you to shit, do four complete runs. That'll give you the whole story for the DLC. So of course you can keep going through. They added new armors.
New armors.
So for a lot of people, when Ragnarok started, you had like this cool bear cloak. And like it falls off right at the beginning. Yeah. That's an armor set.
Thank you.
So I'm running around in the bear cloak armor. I'm like, this looks sick.
What a
like,
bullshit fucking nice. Thing. That's like a whole Metal Gear Solid 2 situation all over again. Like he starts off with the cloak. He has the cloak on the box for fuck's sake.
It looks so sick.
Start playing the game, loses the cloak. What the fuck?
Give me the cloak.
This will probably be the year I move to the PS5.
Yeah. Check it out.
Now that they got the Slim out. Probably a good choice.
Well, Pro's probably coming next year.
I wanted this drive.
It hit the gym. It lost.
They have one with this drive.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Slim disc drive. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yep.
But I agree because I have so many PS5 games now that you are welcome to borrow.
Ooh.
Spider-Man 2.
Play Ghost of Tsushima. Borrow your PS5.
Huh?
Can I just borrow your PS5?
No, that's ridiculous.
Shit.
I need that for things.
There's no Blockbuster for me to rent one from anymore. So help brother out, man.
Rented consoles from Blockbuster. Ridiculous. The poorest, probably.
The poorest. Yeah.
You been playing anything else?
That's all I can think of.
Yeah,
I think that's it.
I jumped back into Armored Core 6 a little bit once the update came out with some new parts.
Yeah.
And so I just really wanted to check out those new parts, which were awesome.
Yeah.
I love them. And I was like, all right, I'll try some of them out since I can afford them. And it was like, I'll S rank a couple missions. I S ranked like 8 missions in a row on the first try.
Damn.
And I was like, I am good at this game. I love this game.
I love AC.
Check out ranked at all.
No, I'm not the few times I've tried PvP, it's been so sweaty and like kind of grimy and I just not fucking into it because it's not a very well balanced game in the same way that Souls games are.
Yeah, the issue is FromSoft makes just too easy of games.
It's fun to play the meta in that game, I think. The biggest gun.
I do okay in there, but it's like you're fighting the same three builds over and over again. It gets boring.
Yeah.
Always the meta.
The most exciting things about this game are fighting a bunch of weird, wacky builds, and right now Armored Core doesn't have that.
Yeah.
But they're doing a lot of surveys and stuff for like asking like Japanese players and probably eventually Western players what they want out of Armored Core games. Mm-hmm. They're definitely gearing up to do a sequel to Armored Core 6 for sure.
So you don't think they'll do like a little story expansion or some actual paid DLC?
I think they're gonna do a sequel.
That's fine with me.
Fine with me.
If they've got a team that can crank this out in like another year or two, and they just like that's great.
Yeah, even if it is a small expansion, I'm
fine.
Here.
Give me more.
True.
Give me more Armored Core. It was amazing.
Armored more, please.
Yesterday, I actually have been on vacation for like the last like week.
What?
But I haven't been able to relax a single day because every single day has had something in it.
Gunpla.
No. Yesterday was the first day I sat down and built anything this whole entire time.
Jesus.
Which it's been a kind of honestly shit vacation. But yesterday I decided to say no and I just sat down and played Kingdom Hearts 1 for like 6 hours.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Felt like wasting your fucking time apparently.
Goodness.
I had a fucking blast.
Time to retreat to the safety of my childhood.
Yeah, it was honestly relaxing and I really
liked it. He
likes
to stunt on that game right now.
Other than that, the few times I did get to sit down and play something was like a quick little time in Final Fantasy 14, which I'm caught up in story and I'm not like really grinding any of the weird like end game stuff. Instead, I've just been playing the PvP a lot.
Yeah.
Which has just been an absolute blast. And I actually think Kyle would probably like the shit out of it.
I felt a tickle in my brain like a few days ago about Final Fantasy 14.
just wait till the expansion comes out. Well, I guess you actually need to catch up in the story.
I'm going to need to catch up on everything before. I'm going to wait until that expansion comes out, play all the way up until it. And then when it comes out, I'll drop it.
Right.
So I have something to come back to later.
That's what I did.
I always hate burning myself out on that game and then hating it for like the next year.
Speaking of theme parks earlier, somebody said theme parks. I went to Busch Gardens with Kirsten's family.
That was Busch Gardens.
Kind of awesome.
Yeah. Have they
See, it's awesome.
I haven't been in a long time.
So I haven't been since I was a kid, and there was like four fucking roller coasters there. There's a shitload more of them. Mm-hmm. And I got to get on like the famous new one, the Shikra, which was sick. I haven't been on a roller coaster in like, I mean, fucking years. And I haven't been to a theme park proper in even longer. Like it's it was a lot of fun. But unfortunately, because it was Christmas Eve, which
was it packed?
No, but that's everything was fucking closed. Like half the goddamn rides were closed, which sucked dick.
That sounds like
almost no restaurants were open, other than a couple. And it did eventually get pretty busy in there, but not like normal busy.
Did you get on the water slide ride and then ruin your entire fucking day?
No, it was closed.
That's good.
Was that? Did they still have the Montu or whatever it was called back in the day? That old Egyptian ride.
It's not even old. That's actually one of the newer ones, isn't it? But it was actually a blue one, right? It's like blue and yellow.
Blue and yellow. That was like
it was there, but it wasn't open.
Yeah,
because I guess they're rebuilding it.
Because that was the one I remember going on. Like that. Well, that was the big one when I was a kid.
That's the suspended one.
Yeah, your legs are suspended. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so it's still there, but I guess they're reworking it.
That's a cool ride.
We did. I did go to Disney.
Nice.
With Megan and my sister and her boyfriend, I got to ride that Neutron ride. That
was nice.
You sit in the motorcycle.
Did it replace something?
No, it was brand new.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's just in Tomorrowland or whatever. That space.
That makes
area.
Sense.
Yeah.
Just replace Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
We went on the 60s idea of Tomorrowland.
We went on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, the new Guardians ride at Disney.
Yeah.
And the first time we rode it, the lights and sound stopped. We hit this like little peak where you stop for a second and the lights and the music all cut out.
Sorry.
And then we started going down like so all that turns off and you can hear everybody be like, "The hell's going on? What the fuck?" And then the coaster starts going forward and that was the scaredest I've been in a very long time because I have on coasters or like Halloween Horror Nights and shit like that, like I'm like, "You can't touch me at Halloween Horror Nights, so none of this is really scary." And like coasters are not scary to me, they're fun.
However,
this is an omnidirectional coaster, so the cart you sit in spins as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
So like as we're going around and doing things, I'm like, "Oh my god, oh fuck," because I'm thinking like, if this doesn't work, what else is not working? Oh. So then like we're coming up on this one turn and there's like a half wall that looks like it's supposed to like move up as you go through it. And as we're getting close, I'm like, "Oh my god, it's not opening." Like, and I'm saying all this out loud, like I'm freaking out. And we like the coaster turns and we keep going and I'm like, I'm screaming a little bit out loud now because now I'm getting super nervous that this whole fucking thing is like not working
this
right.
Is it?
And we're going around this planet and I'm like,
I can see all this happening and then it cuts away to the employee break room where someone used two microwaves at once and it tripped the GFI. And it tripped the GFI. And they're like, "Oh, I just got to reset the GFI."
I was fucking terrified.
Pulls out a cartridge from the console. Yeah. Puts it back in.
So the ride finally ends. Everything was fun. And as soon as we get off, they're like, "Here's the fast pass. You can get back on whenever you want." We just went right back onto it, and it all worked as it should. It was really cool. It's a dope ride. But fuck, it was a horror ride for the first time. Yeah.
Well, might as well conquer it now.
Yeah. No time like the present.
Get back on the horse. Good stuff. Cool. Sounds like everyone had a good time.
No.
Nice. Yeah. Other than that, it's been fighting intrusive thoughts.
It's me. I'm the intrusive
thoughts. It's a roguelike.
And now it's time for the news.
Isn't every day a roguelike?
Yeah. Part two.
You just do a little better each time.
The news. Yeah. A lot of shit happened.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Particularly,
you know, whatever. Next.
If you joined us, the Game Awards happened.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, oh, boy, it wasn't that a time.
Man, there were some awfully dressed people there.
Yeah. If you want to go check out our stream over at twitch.tv/TheMetalGamersPodcast, we... judge their fits.
What do you mean?
So everyone, Joe judged their fits, and we judged Joe on those fits.
Yep.
That he judged.
What about we found him wanting.
What about Joe Judge?
But I don't know. It was okay. They awarded the games. Baldur's Gate 3 was the game of the year.
Yep, surprise.
It was cool. They came up there and got to talk for 30 seconds before they were shoot away.
Except yeah. in was a kinda, suit of armor.
Jeff Keighley did say afterward, he's like, "Yeah, we kind of didn't give people enough time. We'll do better next year."
It was an overcorrection.
It was an overcorrection.
It was an overcorrection. correction from Christopher Judge, who had like a whole joke thing at the beginning, who got to talk longer than anyone still, which is funny to me. And also, of course, Matthew McConaughey got to talk as much as he fucking wanted to as well.
Yeah, hey, guess what? Matthew McConaughey's in a new Mass Effect game. Cool.
Yeah, it turns out the ex-devs of BioWare are going to try to make Mass Effect again. Like, all right, cool, yeah. That's except sick. It looks worse. Nice. Yeah. I love it.
Two funny things came from the Video Game Awards for me. One, Christopher Judge calling out Activision for Call of Duty's campaign, being like my speech was longer than the longest Call of Duty campaign. Ha ha ha! Funny.
Yep.
And then a lot of Activision employees got really fucking butthurt over it. Like, I mean, like very butthurt over it. And I was just like, dude, take the fucking joke on the chin and move on.
Yeah, because they're like, I imagine your game only having 60 hours of engagement time.
Yeah. Well, God of War was much fucking better than any Call of Duty in the last 10 years. So fuck off. And then the other one was all the Spider-Man 2, like try-hard, like fans getting really upset at every time Spider-Man got snubbed for an award.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2 didn't get any awards because it is a jack of all trades. Like, I totally get it. There's so many other games that just happen to outreach it in these specific categories.
Watching some of like the reactions, because people have compilated like some of the streamer reactions who are like the big Marvel and Spider-Man fanboys and streamers and stuff like that, and they're just like, what the fuck is Baldur's Gate? Nobody played that fucking game. Like, let me check the Steam charts. A lot of people played that fucking game.
Yeah, but like I was telling you at some other point, Spider-Man is just bigger than video games. Like, people love Spider-Man so much that everyone will play Spider-Man before they ever touch a Baldur's Gate or even a Call of Duty. Like, at a lot of times. It sold so fucking well, but like I said, it's jack of all trades.
I feel like this VGA, and somewhat the last one as well, has made me realize that the VGAs is now turning into 2.5 hours commercials and maybe 20 minutes of awards.
It is like
it's getting worse and worse.
They did like skim over a lot of awards that I was kind of surprised about. Like, best indie game, I'm surprised like no one got to go up and talk. Like, that's
best action game.
Yeah, it's such a big important thing. Well, I can't remember.
Best racing game. Like, all those got skimmed over. You know,
at least they had security in the aisles this year.
Yeah, they had so many ropes. So many ropes. I'm like, oh man, they were ready.
Man, that's because they didn't want to see Jeff Keighley fucking ice a kid when he tried to run off stage.
One of my favorite things that happened was Hideo Kojima came out and he talked about his new horror game for the Xbox, OD. And then Jordan Peele came out of the PT door, which is what everyone's talking about. Everyone's assuming that this is somehow a spiritual successor to PT. Because, of course, there is a like weird Easter egg within the video. I don't know if you guys saw the breakdown of it. Yeah. Some weird code inside of like the dude's mouth or something like that, that spelled out a Japanese word that means silent or hill. It's like, okay,
that's funny.
Sure.
People are always reaching.
So he's fucking around. The funniest part about it is that over on Kinda Funny Games, Greg Miller made a prediction that Hideo Kojima was going to come out and talk about his new Microsoft horror game, and Jordan Peele is going to come out and partner with him. And it was just a random prediction that he made. And everyone's like, wow, that's crazy. That's a crazy prediction. And during the Game Awards, they showed Jordan Peele come out. And then the camera cut to Greg Miller in the crowd just going, ah. And so, like, everyone in their community is like, you knew that shit was going to happen. And he was like, no.
His apology video was great.
It was so funny. He's like, you fuckers don't believe me. he went off in best way.
Yeah, his apology video was him basically being like apologizing to them for not being smart enough or something to understand. Like, he's like, I put it all together. Like, and he explained his reasoning, and you're like, yeah, that's fair. Okay,
it's cool. Sense. Like, it was a cool thing that happened. And it's just the fact that the live stream itself happened to have the guy that made that prediction in the crowd, and supposedly he wasn't even supposed to be there or something like that. He's just like, he's like, they pointed the camera at me because I went so fucking crazy when he came out. I'm like, that's a cool idea. Like, the idea of Hideo Kojima and Jordan Peele working together.
Yeah, interesting.
Fuck yeah.
Well, he's always talked about it. He's talked about his script for Metal Gear Solid and like
I still can't like look directly at PT the entire time. Like, it's such a scary fucking game.
Yeah, it's terrifying. And the whatever facial capture they're using for it's that OD trailer is horrifying.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's disturbing to look at.
The look of terror. Mm-hmm. On her face, and that gave me chills.
Yeah.
But what it reminds me of is a jump in facial capture
technology that we saw way back when L.A. Noire was announced.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of feels like that leap.
It still holds up, too.
It does.
Yeah. Like, when you look back at it, I'm like, why don't we keep doing this shit?
Because it was so expensive, it ruined the company.
That was like the entire crux of that game.
Forbidden West had really great facial animation.
God sure, Lord did as well.
Yeah. Jesus.
Well, I think
so. Spider-Man should have fucking won.
Yeah, you can't even see their face half the time. What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. It's captured perfect.
But anyways, the mask really there was moves.
A few games that got announced, like the new Monster Hunter. Let's say Monster Hunter Wilds.
That looks cool.
That looks cool.
Super excited.
I'm excited to finally be able to jump into a Monster Hunter with you guys and actually like play along.
A proper one.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Hopefully they fix the co-op issue finally.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's the little charm.
Magic.
Yeah, that's the charm of the game.
Just don't attack when your friends are near.
Let's see. The No Man's Sky came out and announced that he was making yet another new ambitious game, which was Light No Fire. Mm-hmm. That game looks cool as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hyped. I can't help myself. That's just how it
is. What a redemption arc, man.
Like,
and
so,
that whole like movie they showed of all the updates, which is like back to back.
What a great way to be like, everyone remembers No Man. Because for anyone who hasn't kept up and they're like, oh, No Man's Sky, they're doing it again. It's like, no. Look at all the shit we did.
It's fixed, trust
look
us.
At, everybody loves it. And now we're doing something else. You're like, that was smart.
Now,
that was
hopefully
real smart.
Optimistic.
Fair, not buying it day one.
No. I am hopefully optimistic, but I am... also going to be treading carefully.
Yeah. I like what they're pitching me, though. Like, the idea is like, hey, we're making a two-scale Earth that people can just explore. And it's in a fantasy settings. People are flying dragons. People are, like, building shit. Looks very Valheim-esque to me.
Yeah.
And the idea of there being, like, communities of people, like, building cities and, like, villages across an Earth, like, a new Earth. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so fucking cool.
I just hope you can, like, create your own server because I don't want a rust situation where I logged off to go to work and I came back.
Procedurally generated, so I assume that it is, like, server-based thing, which is very fucking cool. They're obviously using assets and art style from No Man's Sky, like all the updates and shit that they've had. So they have experience now. So I'm significantly more hopeful for this than, well, I can't say it was for No Man's Sky because I was hyped about that.
I was a broke college student who cashed in his spare change jar for No Man's Sky.
Jeez, you poor guy.
Yeah, it was a good time.
but
now I catch you. Cool. A broke white collar worker who has to cash in his change jar for games
for Light No Fire.
They showed a Big Walk that looked like a fun time,
like a good time,
a hyper realistic like world, open world where landscape. You walk around as the weird like drinking fountain bird from The Simpsons or whatever.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what the fuck that's all
I
about.
I just love the art style differences.
Why?
Big Walk from House. So I'm excited about that.
Big Walk from House.
That's the name of the developer. I can't remember what they made previously, but it was something that
the
was
Goose
cool.
Game, right?
Yeah, the Goose Game. Untitled Goose Game. That's right. That makes a lot of sense. So now you're a gaggle of geese fucking around with your friends. That sounds fun. That looks cool.
The boys. Was Big Walk? Is that the one where the guy could barely? Was like walking very terribly.
Very Quap-esque.
What? No, that's Baby Steps.
Baby Steps looked hilarious.
I can't wait for Baby Steps.
Baby Steps seemed like that would be wheezing laughing type shit.
Oh, true, yeah. Oh, that game was wild.
Yeah.
There was a few things that I was really sad didn't show up, though.
Mm.
No, we didn't get any more Fable.
No Legacy of Kain.
And no Bloodborne remastered.
We're never
Bloodborne
getting
2.
It.
Yeah, my hopes are gone.
What the fuck
I'll never
is
get
Blue
it.
Point doing?
To be fair, that could be a
I
Sony.
I think they're working on a new IP.
That could be a Sony state of play thing because Sony very much like keeps to themselves.
God damn it,
with
Sony!
All this shit. So
that's true.
They got a lot of stuff to announce. Like, where's Ghost of Tsushima 2? Like,
yeah, we know
what's
it's
Blue
coming.
Point doing. Like, what's up with Bloodborne? Give such a you know.
We all know what's going on with Insomniac. So
what's going on with Naughty Dog? Because they just recently that's another piece of the news. They actually canceled their multiplayer game flat out.
Yeah,
finally. We're just not going to do that anymore.
Which I respect the decision to do so.
Yeah, because they're like, we're either going to have to do this forever, or we're going to go make single player games. So we're going to do that instead. Yeah. Which I'm like, good.
Yeah,
good call.
Yeah. It sucks that they sunk a bunch of costs into it, but the sunk cost fallacy.
I think PlayStation
is
like very quickly averting their like, oh, we need this many games as a service because
they
like,
said 60% of their portfolio was going to be live service.
There's another piece of shit news is that Bungie is probably going to get fucked over by Sony and be a part of Sony as a whole.
They're not going to get fucked over by Sony. This was part of the deal that Bungie signed, and if they signed it,
true.
That's on them.
But they decide they're if they don't meet expectations, which they haven't been meeting
sales
expectations
goals.
With Destiny, then they're gonna have to become part of Sony as a whole, like basically be
the
dissolved
board of
into Sony.
Gets dissolved.
and
right.
That's why
could
they just
for us.
That's why they just recently let go of a bunch of people, which fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Well, all these companies.
Hey, we gotta let you go because we made crazy sales estimates that we could obviously never meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they probably could have met if they were actually delivering a good product like they were originally.
Well, so a lot of people speculate that Bungie got a bad estimation of how much people actually spend in a year because some of their high sales were during COVID when a lot of people were home and
that's probably happening a lot.
That's probably what all this shit is.
And then so they were like, oh, we make, you know, and that's around the time that sale happened. And then it's like, oh, they were 60% under what they were supposed to make.
Yeah.
You 60%. That's you estimated you were going to make that much and you missed by that much. Like, that's fucking wild. So, you know, whatever happens to them happens.
Yeah, the video game industry boomed during COVID and all that shit. And now companies expect that growth to continue when people aren't staying inside and playing.
It's not just
in
the video game industry. It's everywhere.
Yeah, but
you're saying infinite growth isn't sustainable?
No.
Yeah.
Wild.
Whoa. Which is why it's like a large part of like recession happening is that's a big part of it. And then, of course, we'll have an economic boom afterward. But recession's about to hit hard and video game industry is seeing the early effects of it. You mentioned something earlier that we haven't talked about was the Insomniac thing.
The Insomniac leak.
Yeah, that Jesus was really Christ. Unfortunate. They got... They had hackers go in and ransomware their whole fucking gig. Oof. And they refused to pay for it. So they had their next 10 years worth of games leaked, like their everything, assets.
Which...
For games, a whole bunch of assets and story for Wolverine. So stay away from that because that's out there.
I actually saw a clip of the Wolverine game and it looked cool as fuck. So I'm just like, I don't know what everyone's bitching about.
Well, I don't want to see it.
I didn't mean to see it, but I was like, holy shit. Okay, that looks good.
I'm sure it's going to be great. It's Insomniac. They kind of don't miss.
Like that shit getting leaked wouldn't be nearly as bad if it wasn't for the fact that all the employees' personal information was getting leaked.
That's the issue I have with this is like, it's one thing, like this was an Insomniac and Sony problem, not just Insomniac. So I don't like that Sony at the top was like, no, we're not going to negotiate with them. And it's like, I can understand that, but it's like, they're going to also release all of your employees' information.
Yeah.
Like that fucks up their entire life. Like not just like their address or their like everything, all of their personal information. Yeah. So like all of them have to like go to their banks and get all of that shit fixed. Mm-hmm. And they had to put like all these people had to do these life altering things because you guys didn't want to pay up 1.2, like I get it,
but Sony's compensation and help for helping their employees like redo these things for them does not equal the amount of money that they were likely asking for the ransomware.
Fair.
Though those guys were probably asking for astronomical numbers that are
1.2 million.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
They should have just fucking did it, dude. They wiped their ass with $1 million.
Yeah, I know.
That's what we're saying. Yeah,
you let all of your shit and everything go out. And it's like we don't negotiate and we
don't
do
negotiate
this.
With terrorists.
The problem with that is
because they could have paid it and then still not gotten their shit.
That's
another thing.
That's the bullshit thing about it. It's like you pay it. They leaked it anyways. Ooh,
yeah,
we're fucked. Double fucked.
Yeah. But at least you could have had the goodwill with your employees and everybody else being like, "We tried. We're fucking."
Sucks that it happens to any developer.
It sucks.
Sucks that it happened to Insomniac in particular.
Oh, do we have
all their secrets are leaked too? So now we know what games they're making for like the next 12 years.
Did you guys do you have that Rockstar stuff with their hacker?
No.
Oh yeah,
sentenced him to life in a hospital prison
because he said he was not. He was. He said, "I will return to cybercrime immediately."
Because they put him in a hotel room with no electronic devices, and he hacked Rockstar with a fucking Roku TV and
his phone.
Hell yeah.
So technically it was a Roku TV, which is a USB thing, right?
Yep.
And his phone, because he like connect the phone to the Roku, and then it I don't know.
Probably use that to transmit.
And then sold the info for like, what, $2,000 or something like that? $6,000?
$2,500.
At that point, he's just sending a message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? That's fucking crazy.
Don't put him in a hospital. Fucking hire him.
Yeah.
The government needs to hire this kid.
Rockstar, any of you, like.
A fire stick.
The government.
Yeah. In a hotel.
That's the thing, is he hacked Rockstar, he was under house arrest and did not have any other electronics. That's what the court system gave him as like a, so you can communicate and at least someone
have
watch
some entertainment. Yeah.
Like
you can't let him
already,
touch the grid.
He was already under house arrest for doing the same shit
while
and
under
then,
trial,
and then hacked again. So it's like, yeah, no. Dude, hire him.
He would have just did that with the ankle bracelet, anyways.
That's cyber.
No, they just
baby.
Need to wheel him around like Hannibal fucking Lecter.
Yeah,
he got a hold of a pregnancy test and hacked into fucking Sony.
Yeah. What was it? What was
Microsoft
it?
Needs to
and
hire
then
him.
He
be
put
like,
Doom
well,
on
Sony,
it.
If you're not playing nice, we'll wheel the cannibal at you.
It always makes me think. Whenever I hear about hackers like that, it always makes me think of like that not stupid the movie, cannibal. The Core. Where they hire a hacker and they're like, how good is he? And he takes a comb and a gum wrapper and blows into a cell phone. He's like, now you have unlimited minutes. And I was like, I was like, what? What?
That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's what they do with the AT&T store. It's weird.
That's how they load minutes up. Yeah.
The comb of unlimited minutes.
See?
Wondrous item.
What's for long rest, though?
Thanks, sure.
Cool. Remember when you had to buy minutes?
The Elden Ring expansion DLC apparently is still a ways off, according to From Software.
It's a whole game.
I think it's a lie, or it's going to be so massive, it's essentially another Elden Ring.
Yes. Yeah. Meanwhile, like, it's the shadow of the Earth Tree. Big shadow.
Meanwhile, they could do pointless things like take the little fishtail off of the map of Liurnia.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, why? Who spent time on that? Work on the DLC, fucker.
Well, to be fair, that was probably like one dude fixed it over the course of a couple days.
Yeah, he needs to be focused on the DLC.
Okay, buddy.
That guy's the reason we don't have it right now.
Hey, map designer, are you done developing the map for the DLC? Yes. Well, go fix this, please.
No, help us with this other shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of other shit, Suicide Squad had a leak as well. Apparently a bunch of story DLC, or not story DLC, but story leaks and shit like that.
Okay.
Still upsets me. That game has me morbidly curious, because the closer that it gets, the more I'm like, that story looks good. Every time I see like a piece of the story,
so
I'm like,
upsetting.
It's still Rockstar writing, you know? Like, they have the Justice League there, Batman, Kevin Conroy. Like,
Rocksteady.
I'm just curious. I'm like, how bad is it going to be? Like, I'm obviously going to wait till it comes out to see.
Gonna wait for
I'll watch the. I'll watch the cutscenes.
I was just about to say, I'll watch the story breakdown. I'm not going to play.
I'm not going to pay $60 to jump around a city and shoot purple.
Oh no, I'm not going to pay $60 either. It's going to be like $10 in like a month from release. I'm sure.
No, it's not.
Just like Gotham Knights was. What are you talking
Warner
about?
Warner Brothers has had an epic failure of a year.
Oh yeah.
Movie wise, like. This game fails, like, it's going to stay at 60 for a while. Like, they need as much money as they can possibly get. And it's already going to sell like shit.
Just go back to the DCACU, man. Come on. Give us more animated movies. Stop fucking around.
If I can be helped, if it's one thing, it's... I'm sick of live service games, but I'm so glad we're finally at the bubble bursting on it.
Yeah, like, it's getting really
the
bad.
The fact that Sony was like, 60% of our portfolio will be that. And if they listed, like, they had 12 games for live service that they were going to work on, they've canceled six of them already.
Oh, good.
Like,
God.
That's yeah. how, and like, and then good. Justice League has to completely pivot because they showed it and everyone's like, it's a live service game with a battle pass. And everybody's like, I'm good.
Like, dude, yeah. I understand part of your portfolio being live service games.
Yeah.
Like Destiny was a great
great
example.
Buy, yeah.
It
but
was 60%. A great example of like a live service game to funnel money into.
Well, it needs to be
continue doing that.
Destiny was a vision that they had that they like followed through with and they believed in and they worked hard on. Now everyone's like, oh, that's a good system. We should start with that and then build all the shit around it. I'm like, no, like it needs to be, there needs to be a reason for it. They just don't fucking have it. For the last piece of news, 2024 is going to be starting fucking nice and squeaky clean because Bobby Kotick is gone and he's no longer going to be a part of Activision or Blizzard. So
things wonder what their up, excuse boys? Is going to be now.
Maybe things can turn around.
They got shipping gone a long time ago.
Okay.
We can hope. Hopefully, you know, we see some good things coming out of there. We get some good reports on, like, atmosphere in the office and stuff like that, because you would hope that's the case. But
I would.
He wasn't the sole person causing problems there. And are all of those people that were causing problems still there? Then, you know.
Then you haven't gotten rid of the problem.
That's all I got for the news. You guys have anything else?
Nah.
Anything else cool happen? I don't think so. Good to know. Now, it's time! The video game draft of 2023.
Oh, yeah.
Who won this year?
Who would like to take a guess? Josh already made a guess. Was he right? I don't know.
Probably Josh again.
It's probably Josh.
I guess Joe.
I think Joe as well.
Hmm. Why is that? Is that possibly because he has Baldur's Gate 3 in his studio?
Oh, yeah, I did.
My lord.
If only he didn't
have bullshit games like Payday 3 in there. We'll see.
To be fair, that was a surprise failure of a game.
Yeah,
it came out and shit the bed.
Dude, I see Payday 3 before it came out, and I was like, yeah, that game is going to probably rule. People love Payday 2. Yeah, yep. Payday 3 sucked.
Yeah, it turns out they love Payday 2 so much, it's got higher numbers than Payday 3.
Yeah, true. Angry Man Studios, which I believe is Mike over here. Spider-Man 2 came out in a 91, so you got 22 Safe points. Bet. Yeah. Jedi Survivor got an 85, 15 points.
I got some stinkers in this one.
Atomic Heart.
There, sir. Here we go.
Came out of 74, yeah. Came out, so got 4 points. Dead Space Remake got an 89, nice. 19 points. The Expanse, the Telltale Trilogy, or whatever the fuck it was. 75 points, or got rated at 75, so you got 5 points. Black Myth Wukong was delayed.
Yep.
0 points.
Sucks.
Mortal Kombat 1 got an 84, so 14 points.
Not bad.
Assassin's Creed Mirage got a 76, ugh. 6 points. The the Grinch Christmas Adventures.
It was a counterpick.
Got a 57, so minus 13 points.
How many games did we pick?
And a Hot Wheels 2, 77, so 7 points. So overall, you got 79 points.
I was about to say, you actually had like a pretty good average score until the last one.
Yeah. Well, I think I picked it as just like a... There was nothing left. Yeah, I was like, fuck it. Like,
let's see. Steiger the Company, which is me and my friends. Steiger.
Steiger and Steiger.
Street Fighter 6 got a 92, so 24 points.
Good pick.
Resident Evil 4 Remake got a 92, so 24 points.
Wow.
Remnant 2 got an 82, so 12 points. Wild Hearts got a 79, 9 points. Starfield got an 85, so 15 points.
Shocking.
Replaced, didn't come out.
Yeah.
0 points.
Still waiting on that.
Exoprimal, which this is bullshit. Fuck you for rating it this, but got a 67, minus 3 points.
Oh, that's fucked.
He's fine.
Immortals.
It wasn't that bad.
Immortals, whatever of Avium, got a 72, so 2 points.
How did it get more than Exoprimal?
Skate Story was delayed, 0 points. And Persona 5 Tactica got a 78, so 8 points. So a total of 91 points for me.
Wow.
I'm out of the race.
Dermungo Studios.
Classic.
Final Fantasy 16 got an 89 for 19 points. Baldur's Gate 3 got a 94, so 28 points.
Nice.
Pikmin 4 got an 88, so 18 points.
Nice.
Space Marine 2 was delayed.
Boo.
0 points. Diablo 4 got an 88, so 18 points. Payday 3 got a 64, minus 6 points.
Brutal.
City Skylines got a 75, so 5 points.
Woof.
I'm surprised I wasn't negative.
Under the Waves got a 71, 1 point. Atlas Fallen got a 68, so minus 2 points. And Dragon Quest Monsters has not come out yet. So a total of 81 points.
Well, hang on. So 81, Micah got 79.
That's right.
That's all that matters.
I knew you were going to die. Fuck you, Grinch!
Kinda Soft. The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom got 96, 32 points.
Brutal.
Forza Motorsport got an 84, 14 points. System Shock got a 77.
Nice.
7 points, which I'm kind of surprised. Didn't come out as good as I thought it would.
People love it.
Fire Emblem Engage got an 81. It was 11
for
points.
The Nokia N-Gage.
That came out in January.
That's right.
God. That's right.
Kerbal 2 was unreviewed, so it got 0 points.
What?
Weird, right?
Yeah. Like,
it's still not quite released.
I was about to say, people love the Kerbal. Like, yeah. The game's got a big following. That's
2
weird.
Didn't come out as hot, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Stalker 2 was delayed, so 0 points.
Yep.
You should have known better. Like a Dragon, the Man Who Erased His Name got a 79, so 9 points.
This game's never go in the negative.
Sonic Superstars got a 74, so 4 points. Lies of P got an 82.
Nice.
12 points. And Alone in the Dark was delayed, so 0 points. Mm. Total of 89 points.
Mm.
Big Griff Studios.
Hell yeah.
Comes in with Armored Core 6.
Hell yeah.
An 85 for 15 points. Hollow Knight Silksong was delayed.
Sure.
0 points. Hogwarts Legacy got an 84, so 14 points. Suicide Squad was delayed.
Yep.
Octopath Traveler 2 got an 85, so 15 points. Cyberpunk 2 got an 89, so 19 points. Cyberpunk Phantom Liberty got an 89, so 19 points. Super Mario RPG Remake got an 84, so 14 points.
Dude.
The Lords of the Fallen got a 73,
yeah.
So 3 points. And the Avatar game,
which was not bad, apparently,
got a 71.
Yeah!
So 1 point
counts.
Every point counts.
Big Griff Studio comes in with 100 points.
Oh, really?
Let's be our winner of the year.
I am very surprised.
The key to winning was make sure your games came out.
I had three games get delayed.
Don't bet on the fucking Grinch.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't never bet on the Grinch.
Don't bet on the Grinch. Yeah, that actually made you lose.
Yeah.
So I hope, listeners, you enjoyed me talking for like 5 straight minutes there and saying
get
points
over,
over and over
can
again.
Can you do it again?
That's kind of fun, though. I don't know. I like doing the draft.
It's cool.
So congratulations. Michael wins the Golden Quips, which I will print out the quips and paint them gold. Easy enough.
Hell yeah.
I finally won something.
Best award I've ever seen in my life.
Now it's time for topics. For today's topic, Game of the Year 2023.
That's right, bitch.
Wrapped again.
What's that, Papa John? Papa John, no, I can't. Not now. It appears there is a remnant of Rumnarok amongst us. My God, the Jaeger.
Oh, give it here.
It returneth.
Give it here. I want it.
Nope, it's mine.
I want it.
Nope, it's Kyle's.
Dude,
so there was just
Joe,
a bottle
stop.
Of Jaeger what? Still in here? Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like nice.
No, Joe wants
no.
it. No. I'll
have
take
to
it.
Drive.
Yeah.
You want some?
No. No.
All right. Anyways. So I had everyone pitch in their game of the year.
Wow.
Thanks, Papa John.
Lists, and everyone had a pretty 56 interesting.
56 spices and herbs. Jägermeister translates to the hunt master. I just watched this whole like 20 minute documentary on Jäger.
Oh, nice.
It's twice as much as KFC.
So for this year, instead of. Loosely debating what should be the game of the year between us.
Mm-hmm.
I decided everyone should write in their individual games of the year. And we can talk about those after our official The Metal Gamers Podcast Game of the Year list. So I put them all in a blender and I tossed the games around.
Will it blend?
And I put them to a numerical. And this is now our list. So depending on what you said, this list is for games that only came out in 2023. So if you put games that did not come out in 2023, they were just kind of omitted from this particular list.
Gotcha.
But we'll talk about those games.
And we'll go over our personal anyways. List after yeah. that. Okay.
So for our number 10 game of the year for the Metal Gamers Podcast is Your Only Move is Hustle.
Fuck yeah. That game was sick. I wish you guys would have played some of that with us. Yeah, it was really fun.
It's a game that was only on me and Michael's list, but it was pretty high up on our list.
Yeah, honestly.
So,
it's such a dope
It was
concept.
Higher than some other games.
Like, it is. Like we talked about it before, but it's a turn-based fighting game, and I could bet it's only...
Oh,
like,
that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you hit play, and you realize your 10-minute round is like... Six
30
seconds.
Seconds, if that. Like.
It's so much fun. It's got a shitload of updates, too. New classes and stuff.
Yeah.
And they tweak the classes to make them more balanced.
The
well.
Year of fighting games is upon us, and that's definitely getting a download for me. Because
mm-hmm.
that game, if you're not into fighting games, but you're curious about them, this game will actually teach you like all the fundamentals of a fighting game. Like
it really does. DI input, frame data. Like
yeah. Like frame advantage, like when to use a special rather than to use like a light. Like, what's the point of light attacks? I remember as a kid, like, why would I ever use a light punch when I got a heavy punch? That's stupid.
Uh-huh.
But it's like light punches interrupt their heavy punch, since like yep. you can keep that chain going. I'm like, oh, okay, I see. Like, what is a burst? Like, what is a charge? Like, what is
I'm
an EX ability? It's cool
I'm
as fuck.
I'm about to burst.
You get it.
And they have like some of the most cliche, like, well, I guess they're not cliche, but all the fighters are vastly different.
Yeah.
There's a robot, there's a cowboy, there's a ninja. It's good stuff. There's
wizard.
Major.
Yeah, all wizards, of course.
The wizard was
forget.
Sick.
Kyle
and I had a few nights of just absolute blast of like beating the shit out of each other. Like, and I feel like we were always pretty even where it would go back and forth and one of us would have a win streak and then the other one would have a win streak. It always felt like we were like back and forth on the game.
You know what it reminded me of watching you guys play? Nidhogg.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It has that art style to
Nidhogg.
It. If only the second one was good. Anyways.
It's all right.
For our number 9 game of the year, Final Fantasy 16.
Yeah, I was hoping it would be higher on the list, but that feels it definitely is top 10 game of the year. Even top 5 for me specifically.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's game of the year worthy, not even close.
I believe it is top 5 for you.
It is
top for me, five. It is pretty low. It's also on me and your list and no one else's.
Yeah.
It's pretty low on mine, I'll say that. So it didn't get incredibly high on ours. But number 8 is Street Fighter 6. Significantly high on my list. I'm just happy to see it on this list.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, good representation. Of all the fighting games this year, that's definitely one of the best. The fact that you can go and do the open world, like, oh, welcome to Fight World. Everyone here fights. I'm like, I fucking love this. Yay. Like, what fun time.
I regret
the cops, and they're cool with it.
I regret not picking it up this year, but I just didn't have the time for it.
True. But as far as fighting games go, it's a top-tier fucking game. Number 7, Bone Razor Minions.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Incredibly high on Joe's list. So.
I played a lot of it.
The music is great. You talked about it for weeks.
Good game.
Anything you'd like to say about it?
It's another survivor-like. Not survival, survivor.
Garlic-like.
Isn't a bullet garlic-like. Heaven or whatever?
Bullet Heaven, yeah.
That's what people are apparently calling Vampire Survivor games now.
Yeah, bullet,
bullet Heaven.
Oh, that makes sense.
Instead of Bullet Hell, you're the bullet you're hell. Dodging. But Bullet Heaven is you are the bullets.
You're the bullet.
The concept is very similar to any of these games out right now. This particular flavor is you're a necromancer, and it's the minions you summon that do any of the moves. The music is great. The art style is pretty minimal, but it works in its favor.
Yeah, it pokes fun at itself a lot.
Oh, it is very self-aware of what it is.
Okay. I had to go look because I wasn't sure if it came out this year, but it did.
Yeah, there's like branching paths for all your minions. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you got 3 little dudes, but you might get a random upgrade. You could choose to combine them into one big guy. And that big guy has a branching path he could go down. But do you want to do that or raise more little guys?
One of my best runs, I ended up finding 2 skills that fit into itself and had 20 fucking zombies on the screen.
Fuck
and
yeah.
I just sat there. And I'm like, all right.
I'm getting obsessed with roguelikes so much that I play games that aren't roguelikes. I'm like, oh, this would be good as a roguelike.
Yeah.
Like Armored Core.
I just appreciate that it's different every time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to play a script.
$3.
I want to play a game.
Yeah, it's on sale.
I'm buying Bone Razor right now.
Check out Bone Razor Minions.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Preston.
Our number 6 game of the year, Spider-Man 2.
Nice.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Again, it's
sure.
Like,
right.
Yeah, it'll never reach that franchise will never reach the highs of the first. First was so good. We were happy to have that game Spider-Man back. It played well.
Yeah.
And they just did that again, which is great. Awesome. Do it again for
incredible.
A third time and
again.
This list makes sense.
Yeah.
It's working out. Number 5, The Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom.
Good game. Fun game.
Yep.
Great game.
Yeah, I played the shit out of it. I got through the first big dungeon and ended up, I'd say putting it down, but putting it directly into Joe's hands. And he's been having a fucking blast.
You never get it.
I'm excited to get back to it, but it definitely didn't hook me as much as Breath of the Wild did, just because Breath of the Wild was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's a brand new perspective on Zelda, and this is like, here it is again. Granted, that, I mean, I feel like I'm...
Same thing with Spider-Man 2.
That's not saying exactly. I feel like this adds so fucking much. Like
it adds
the new
layers.
Tools. The new tools are incredible. The layers of the world are incredible.
There's
like
something so like foreign and alien about the depths that is just captivating.
But yeah, in a year where so many other fucking great games came out, it just happened to skip by me.
I think it's the same thing of like it's more of a thing you already like.
Yeah.
While exactly. It did innovate and did change like more than Spider-Man did, it is just an extension of that thing.
True. Our number 4 game of the year, Lethal Company.
Hell yeah.
Nice. That's so funny.
I'm like absorbing all the Lethal
did
Company.
Did we all put it on
right
our
now.
List?
Not Josh. That's why. Yes.
I played it the least.
Yeah, that's fair.
I sent you guys the picture of the Bracken Chiropractic, right?
I don't think so.
It's like right down the road from me, which I thought is fucking hilarious since the Bracken snaps your neck and
that's
drags
so
you away.
After like me and Mike had that moment the other day, I was like, this game is clearly one of my game of the years. Like,
yeah. It was up there in my list for sure.
I feel like if I played it alone, I would have hated it.
At work,
yeah,
I have
for sure.
At work, I've got playthroughs just in my fucking ears just hearing people like scream and cackle like madmen.
Yeah. Psychopaths. <That's
good> stuff.
Yes.
Weirdo. Our number 3 game of the year is Resident Evil 4 Remake.
Nice. Well deserved. Fuck yeah.
Well deserved. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Years later, still popping up. So fucking good.
It's a good game. Keep
It's like a perfect remake.
Remaking it, I guess. Keep it up.
I looked up the speedrun records, and it's like an hour 20.
So crazy. Yeah, it's getting nuts.
Yeah.
Number two, game of the year. Armored Core 6.
That's right,
not surprised.
Nice. That's right.
Makes sense.
That's right, baby.
All right, and anyone who hasn't played it will love it when they do.
Yeah, I know I will.
Same.
Exactly.
I fucking love that game.
Now say the one we're all expecting.
In our number one, yep. Game of the year, Baldur's Gate 3.
Weird. Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Can I eat your shoes?
I did see that you picked it up.
So my shoes! He got it for me for Christmas.
Nice.
It's
pointing at me, Kyle. I got it for Christmas.
Kyle got me a little like laser map of Fallout New Vegas, which is awesome. And then on the back, there was a sticky note basically saying, check Steam. So I pull out my phone right there, and it says, you were gifted Baldur's Gate 3. And I'm like, huh.
I was going to do it regardless, but it was fortunate that Baldur's Gate was like, hey, we're doing a sale. Give this to your friends. I was like, I was going to.
It was like $8 off or something. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not super far in it, but immediately, like, I get it.
The bones are there, yeah.
This was on everybody's list, so unanimously, we all agree that Baldur's Gate 3 is a phenomenal game.
For sure.
I was kind of curious if you two had played, if Josh and Joe had played Armored Core 6, if that would have been our game of the year. Because if it wasn't for that,
yeah,
they may have swapped.
Yeah, because Armored Core 6 is my personal game of the year.
Right.
Resident Evil was actually my top.
Yeah, that surprised the fuck out of me. Let's go over our personals real quick. Mike's number one was AC6. Number two, Baldur's Gate 3. Number three, Resident Evil 4. Number four, Final Fantasy 16. Number five, Lethal Company. Number six, your only move is Hustle. And number seven, Sons of the Forest.
And only because it was just another game I played. Those are the only new games I played this year.
You did make a good point about that one, where I was like, you don't have to put it on there if you don't like it. And you're like, well, there was some moments I had where I had fun. I'm like,
yeah.
It was fun playing with you guys.
We had a good time.
Sons of the Forest was fucking wacky.
It was a bad game, but we had a good time.
Yeah. Micah's personal list, number one is Resident Evil 4. Wow. Number two is Armored Core 6.
Yeah.
Number three is Baldur's Gate 3,
yep.
Which is very surprising to me.
I almost put Resident Evil over Baldur's Gate.
Resident Evil is the top. I've already explained why I love that so much.
Explain it again.
Armored Core 6, that was my first Armored Core. I've seen people play Armored Core, but like getting my hands on it, it's a FromSoft game. They're good. It did well. I'm excited for more. And like that's why those two made it at the top. Baldur's Gate 3, I was already...
I feel like Baldur's Gate 3 has given you so much and you choose to put it down at third.
Because it's just more of a thing I've come to love in the last year and a half, which is just more D&D.
Yeah, so the last year, the game of the year.
Yeah.
Got him.
Number four, Spider-Man 2. Number five, Lethal Company. Number six, God of War, Ragnarok, Valhalla. And number seven, The Finals. Which is surprising.
Nice.
I didn't realize you enjoyed the finals that much. I was like, damn.
No, I do like it. I mean, I'm just bad at it. Yeah, I do like it, though. It's fun.
Fair enough. Issue.
Yeah. Joe's list is Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Bone Razor Minions.
Nice.
Yakuza Like a Dragon, Lethal Company, and Baldur's Gate 3.
Speaking of Baldur's Gate 3 is super low on the list because I had only recently started it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I haven't sunk the amount of time into it yet.
Josh's list is number one is Nier Automata.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Fuck yeah.
Yep. I played through it three times.
Game of the year every year.
I enjoyed it more than anything else this year.
That's what I did with AC6.
Yeah.
Number two was Baldur's Gate 3.
Yep.
Slay the Spire for number three.
Yep.
For number four, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. And number five, Halls of Torment.
Nice.
Yep.
Halls of Torment's fun, man.
Oh, it's been great.
I should have added that. I'm going to add Halls of Torment as number six for mine.
All right, fair enough. I'm not redoing this.
Redo it. Start over. Start the podcast over.
Yeah,
delete the recording.
I left out Jedi Survivor.
Recording is deleted. Welcome to the Metal Gamers Podcast.
My list is number one is Baldur's Gate 3, Armored Core 6, Street Fighter 6, my number three, Resident Evil 4, Spider-Man 2, Lethal Company, Your Only Move is Hustle, Final Fantasy 16, and Remnant 2.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I left Remnant off as well.
I would have ranked Remnant, but I only played one session of it.
Yeah.
And never got around to get back to it.
I'm excited to get back to it. Like, I've listened to some guys on a podcast who have beaten the entire thing, and they did their game of the year list, and they do a bunch of different categories. And one of theirs was like the most what the fuck moment.
of the year, mm-hmm. and it was the final boss of Remnant 2, and I was just like, oh my god. And they were explaining pieces of it. I was like, holy shit, that sounds nuts.
I've unfortunately seen it because I watched Iron Pineapple.
Really?
Yeah.
Iron Pineapple did a video on it.
I watched his video on it as well. And
such a cool fucking game.
It makes me want to play. Yeah, so I definitely want to jump in.
I'll play it again.
It didn't. Knowing how the game ends does not deter me from playing it.
No, oftentimes spoilers make me go, man, I want to experience that. That sounds cool.
The DLC is supposed to be good too.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot there was DLC.
It's an expansion.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, for joining our game of the year. Baldur's Gate 3 is the game. As much as I didn't think I'd put it at my number one because I'm currently choking on the fucking game, there's just no way I can deny how good it is and how much fun I've gotten out of it.
Yeah.
It is insane. Like, especially getting into D&D over the last, like, year, 2 years. Like, and discovering this and be like, oh, this is the... Oh, I get it. I understand. Yeah. It all works.
Speaking of which, I have been feeling the itch to return to D&D since we went to... I'll be quick. We went to Atlanta to see some of Rose's family. While we're there, we did a quick little one-shot at level 5. And I asked her cousin, who was DMing it, I'm like, hey, can I use a pre-existing character? He's like, yeah, that's fine. I'm like, okay, just so you're aware, this is the character. And I pull up Ingram from our Curse of Strahd campaign, who is the most, like,
what's those guys?
Other than charisma, he's like the most ironclad broken bullshit in the world. He's like, yeah, it's fine, use whatever you want. Man, was he getting frustrated towards the end. I'm standing next to all the enemies, and I'm like, oh, you're attacking someone else? That's cool. He's got Sentinel, so Thunder Gauntlet, and now he has disadvantage on attacking anyone except me. And I did that every round.
So Josh, like, should we get back to Curse of Strahd?
I'm like, oh, he's attacking twice? That's interesting.
Dude, I'm so down to get back to Curse of Strahd.
That's a DM skill issue.
I'm down to D&D in general.
If you have a broken tank,
come on, let's go.
If you have a broken tank, send the monsters at other characters. I mean, yeah. It's simple.
It's a good time. You do it, Josh. You crush them.
I could. I did once.
I dare you.
True, he did.
True, he crushed all of us, and that was, he made it feel
I
like
almost survived.
He made it feel. Josh did such a good job with that because he made it feel like we could have gotten out of it, but there was no way we were getting out of it.
I could have survived the one hit if it wasn't struggled. For something stupid that happened.
I went -1 on that.
Jeez,
come on, Josh! Everybody wants to know what's going to happen to the adventures of Griff and Quips.
Saw the other side for a second.
That's up to you guys.
Okay.
No, right now.
It's literally up to you.
Right now. Right now.
Oh, as a matter of fact.
Pull it out. Pull your dick out.
I am Curse of Strahd.
Shoes first.
Everybody, make sure you listen to metal and play some video games out there.
Do it.
Speaking of metal, do we want to do album or do we want to postpone that?
Oh, yeah. I forgot we did that. Album of the year. Let's talk about it. So, the four of us, not including Micah, because he's a
nerd.
Yeah. He apparently listened to no new music in a year, which is just confounded to me.
Not no new music. I did not listen to a whole new album.
Not fair what you said.
I feel like I listen to a new album every week.
You guys definitely do that a lot.
Listen to a lot of new music this year.
This year was a big year for me.
In fact, this was my idea to do the album of the year, and I was the last one to submit it because I'm like, I'm between like several things.
To be fair, the few albums that you were talking about choosing were all fucking bangers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of a tough choice. I'm surprised, I guess honorable mention, but no one talked about the Sleep Token album. I thought somebody would pick that one.
It's not that good.
I think it's pretty damn good. I just think that the popularity bias has gotten to them.
I saw the vinyl at FYE and I kind of regret it.
I didn't think the single was very good.
Again, I explained it to you guys while we were talking about it, but the reason that I don't believe it is because I returned and listened to probably 15 albums, like more than 5 times this year. Yeah. Sleep Token's new album. I listened to the singles a lot as they were coming out. But once the album came out, the album never grabbed me. I only listened to it maybe twice this year.
It's not that good.
Like, there are great songs on it, but I also think Sleep Token's is the Imagine Dragons of metalcore.
Interesting. We were singing their praises in earlier episodes.
I like Sleep Token.
Like that first Sleep Token album. That's still my favorite
for sure.
That shit was something brand new and really good. Certified funky fresh.
So the albums we have chosen, I chose Holocene by The Ocean.
Holocene.
And Mike chose From Joy by From Joy.
Yes.
Joe chose It All Begins with the Loneliness by The Anchorette. And Josh chose Heavener by Invent Animate. And I gotta say,
Those are all fucking...
They're all good. They're all albums. Good, and they all complement each other in a very interesting way. Like, listening to all of these back-to-back was, like, not unpleasant in any way.
They're all very different.
Very different.
They're different, but they all, like, fit the same, like, flavor. I don't know. Like, they mix well.
It's all metal.
Yeah.
All we metal. Did all choose did metal it. Albums.
It's crazy. We got there.
We got there.
I actually am having a really hard time deciding. Like, even now, I feel like I don't know
yeah, what same, to pick. Honestly. So, Micah, did you get a chance to listen to these albums and choose? All right.
God damn it, you're supposed to be our tiebreaker.
Well, no. I guess we'll end up starting with anyone else but Micah.
Yes.
Joe, I was hoping this would be easier.
Is your idea?
Joe, yeah, you brought this to us.
So, all right, the rules are, for those listening.
Can't pick your own.
You cannot pick your own. Anyways, otherwise, everyone would just end up with one.
Yep.
This was a really tough one. I was leaning towards From Joy a lot. I think I am going to go with Heavener.
I'm so surprised to hear that. Because you're not like a big metalcore guy.
There's something special about this one.
That album's really good.
When we were driving to and from Atlanta, I had this one. We went through this one twice.
Yeah.
Rose really likes it. She actually saved a couple songs from the album that she now listens to on her master playlist.
Nice.
I really like The Ocean. This one didn't grab me as much as the other two.
It's okay to be wrong.
No, I'm not.
It's so funny that the three of us became big Ocean fans all at the same time, and the three of us like their three most recent albums. Each of us have a different favorite of those three.
True.
I'm a Phanerozoic 1 guy. Joe is a Phanerozoic 2 guy, and Kyle is a Holocene guy.
Turns out. Huh. We all like them all, though.
All three albums are fucking... That's a masterpiece trilogy right there.
So we got one for Heavener.
I'm going to go ahead and choose From Joy.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised.
You showed it to me earlier in the year, like way earlier in the year, and I listened to it like three times back to back. And when you first start off with it, it's like, it's one of these. And then it does something weird. And then my brain went, it's one of these, where they just throw goofy shit in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And then somehow it comes together. And I'm like, wait a fucking minute. This is something totally different. I just love how unique it is and how experimental it is while still somehow retaining a sound. It's very interesting, and yeah, it's got my vote.
That I feel like that album, and the reason I chose it is because it has like these different highs for me specifically, that like if I'm dancing in my kitchen to this album, there's some parts of the album where I'm throwing down and breaking shit in my kitchen,
he's crowd killing
and
the
then,
dishes,
and then the rest of the album is me with my arms out like a plane going yeah.
I will say both Heavener and It All Begins With Loneliness, I love the fuck out of both of them. I felt like Heavener reminded me of a few different parts from different bands that I had kind of heard before. And that was the only thing that kind of detract from it a little bit to me.
Where that's I'm fair.
Like, does have like similar sounds. Where It All Begins With Loneliness, I thought was very somewhere between The Buried to Me and Opeth. Or like, I don't know, it's unique. And I really enjoy that as well. Both bands kind of reminded me of Fallujah. Like, there are so many parts where I'm like, oh, the weird leady stuff from The Anchorette reminded me of Fallujah. And then, like, the very huge syncopated breakdowns from Invent Animate reminded me of Fallujah as well. Mm-hmm. And it just made me go, I should go listen to Fallujah some more.
Fallujah's good.
But yeah, From Joy's kind of my vote.
How about you, Josh?
Juice. I need to abstain. I haven't listened to any of the others.
You motherfucker.
Oh, God. Fucking damn it.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
I wish you would have said that before we started the whole conversation.
Anyways, Mike, what's your vote?
Doesn't matter.
We're here now. I don't know what to do.
From Joy. No, I can't.
That's fair.
Well, I guess I have to tiebreak between Heavener and From Joy.
You don't have to.
Pick one.
If you want to pick The Ocean, that's cool, and then we could just cliffhanger this shit.
Yeah, sure. I'm down with cliffhangering it. Besides, I want to make an official announcement for listeners to go vote, because the actual poll I have posted doesn't have a lot.
Anywho, of those three albums, the one I listened to the most was for sure Heavener anyway, so my vote is actually Heavener.
All right, Heavener wins then.
Yeah.
Because it's the only one that's going to get two votes anyways. Well, I guess From Joy could. I don't think Josh is gonna like From Joy.
I don't think Mike is gonna like From Joy either.
But he likes clowncore, so
true.
Maybe. It's
very
got, it's got some clowncore.
Josh, go listen. We'll win.
You too.
All right, hang on. Here.
What if Invent Animate and Clowncore made an album?
You could invent clowncore.
From
invent
Joy. Clowncore anime.
That's what you get. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Sorry we didn't do what we said we would.
They're used to it.
Yeah, true. Get fucked. And Happy New Year. if you're alive out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm not.
We'll be back in March.
The Y2K bug was late. This is the year it's happening.
We recorded this last year.
We recorded it before the games came out.
We're prophetic like that. We just knew that Suicide Squad wasn't going to come out this year.
For fuck 2 years
Putin,
in a row.
One more time.
Stalker
Jesus
2.
Was a Stalker 2 years two. In a row, I picked it. In a row, Russia is fucking disappointing.
Hey, what could happen? Three times. Third time's a charm.
No way they'll go to war.
We're going to record four episodes this year.